Ye muses nine, let you combine and listen to my song. 'Tis a mournful lamentation, it won't delay you long. It's of a Spanish captain, as you may understand. He left his home in sunny Spain, bound down for Newfoundland. His wife, she stepped on board with him, dressed up in silk so fine. Her eyes was of the sparkling bright, like diamonds they did shine. Her skin just like the snow blossom that falls before the rain. Her hair hung down in ringlets, Rosanna was her name. Their daughter followed after them, just like some angel bright. She had a small and slender waist, dressed up in muslin white. All red and rosy was her cheeks, from Spanish town she came. She's fairer than Rosanna, who's called the flower of Spain. On the 20th day of last July, from home we did set sail. With the Helen in our company, blew a sweet and pleasant gale. With the Helen in our company, we could no longer stay. For she got in that very night that we were cast away. The farmers and the virgin banks, they boldly made a stand. With burning bait upon the ground to purify the land. The smoke lay flying o'er the hills and pitching on the sea. Our ship arrived no more across, for this was her last day. The Margrietta was our ship's name. She was a handsome boat, with her lofty yards and pitch pine spars. She was scarce 9 years afloat. By our reckoning and good conduct, a due course we did steer. Our bo'sun cried, "There's land ahead, I'm sure it is Cape Spear." We reefed our mains, braced up our yards, and hauled her by the wind. But to our sad misfortune, no tug to take her in. For she had gone on business, she went the day before with freight to Buren Harbor around the western shore. So we squared away across the bay that dark and stormy night. All hands were to their stations, but no man saw the light. Said the captain to the boatsman, "We'll heave the lead to sound." No star nor moon was to be seen, nor pilot to be found. The night was thick with heavy smoke, the seas ran mountains high. It was on that point, that barren rock, we ran her high and dry. On the 20th day of August, oh, what a dreadful sight. All hands were in the water about 12 o'clock that night. Our captain, wife, and daughter no longer could remain to enjoy the wealth and honor they left after them in Spain. For as they lay on their virgin beds, the trumpeter did sound, calling to the seat of justice, where every stain was found. Our captain, being a Spaniard and a man of note and fame, he was a bold undaunted that plowed the raging main. And I hope the King of Glory will their precious souls receive and make their beds in heaven, where St. Peter holds the keys.